This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. Lord, I pray for all these listeners out here today. Thank you to everyone that's taken the time to tune in to WGOD because they want to tune into your frequency to hear you speak. Lord, I pray they won't be disappointed as we go into your word and let you speak. Lead us and guide us. Lord God, bless all of these listeners today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in Revelation chapter 3. I just want to invite everyone to visit our website, which is WGODontheair.net. Also on Facebook, WGOD Radio, and Twitter, at WGOD Radio. My last program I recorded about a week ago has been going viral, and I'm so grateful for that program, Can I Lose My Salvation? And thank you to everyone who has downloaded that program, and there's been many, many people, and I'm just so thrilled to see so much interest in that. And that's just something that I've noticed. And I've been on both sides of the fence. I used to believe that you could lose your salvation. And the same as everyone else, I've built all these man-made arguments. And that is, if you notice, anytime you see people building arguments for losing their salvation, they always leave God out of the equation. But when you add God into the equation, then you can't lose it. And yet, you didn't save yourself. God saved you and God chose you. Once you bring God into the equation of your eternal salvation, that you can't lose. Why? Because God's already done it. God's already chosen you. Long before He made this world, He chose you. God's already justified you. It's already happened in the past. You can't lose that. And we read too in 2 Corinthians and in Ephesians that you are sealed. Same word which I was just teaching here on Thursday night. Sealed. When the Lord commanded them to angels to hold back the four winds until they sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. You and I are sealed. You and I are sealed already. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That Greek word there, arabon. The word means engagement ring or pledge. It's a pledge. It's a guarantee of better things to come. Our momentary light affliction, Paul wrote, is working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. He also wrote, eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love Him. You have the Holy Spirit as a down payment, as a pledge, as a guarantee for better things to come. Now, God has done all that, not you and I. So I just want to thank everyone who's downloaded that program. We are here right now. We're looking at the church in Laodicea. Now to the messenger or the pastor of the church in Laodicea. This is chapter 3, verse 14. To the messenger of the church in Laodicea, right? These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, this is where we left off here in our last program, looking at this description of the Lord Jesus Christ that He gives Himself. He is the amen. That means he is the so be it. You know, like when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, Jesus Christ is the amen. He is the so be it. He speaks it and it happens. Whether or not he says, peace be still, and it happens. Whether or not he says, little girl, I say to you, arise. Or whether or not he says, Lazarus, come forth. Or whether or not, as he's going to say, when he comes back, it says he's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that do not obey the gospel. To them, I guess it'll be drop dead. Thus says the amen. When he says it, and all the promises of God in him are amen. Thus says the amen. The faithful and true witness. Again, we looked at that in our last program. A witness to what? He's a witness to heaven. He's a witness to salvation. He is a witness to the heart of God. And he is a witness to the existence of hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. These things says the amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. Now, there we got another world of trouble here. When they come knocking on your door on Saturday morning, these Jehovah's Witnesses, and they say, do you have a minute here? Can we show you in the Bible here what this says? And then they take you to this text right here, and they say, look, you see, Jesus is a created being. It says right here, he's the beginning of the creation of God. You see, there's only one problem with that. And this Greek word arche means more than just beginning. The word means a few things. Number one, it does mean beginning. When you read anarche, anhologos, in the beginning was the word. The word also means a place of extremity. Like when Peter saw the sheet that was coming down that was held by its four corners. The same word here, arche. Also, the word means a place of dignity. It means the first place. It means power and dominion. You can read about that in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and pioneer or trailblazer of our faith. Also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Let me show you what I mean here as we turn there. Here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created. Now notice, please, the preeminence of Jesus Christ. By him all things were created, those in the heavens and those on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. That's Colossians 1:18. Who is the beginning? Arche. It's a place of dignity. You see, Jesus Christ is above all. He's not a created being. It just says right here in this text, all things have been created through him and for him. You see, there's a misunderstanding of that word. This is what Satan does. He'll get you to misunderstand something. There's a little bit of truth in every lie that he speaks. Yeah, the word means beginning, but the word means other things as well. It means dignity. It means the first place. It means a place of preeminence and honor and glory. That is what this word means here. Jesus Christ is not a created being. If he's a created being, then he's not God. And he is God. He's the Son of God. He's God the Son. My Lord and my God, Thomas said as he bowed the knee to him. God the Father calls him God in Hebrews chapter 1. I think it's verse 8. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. God the Father says to the Son, don't let anyone ever tell you Jesus is not God or that he never said that he was God, because he did and he is. Also, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was there. It's in the imperfect, meaning there's no time in the past you can point to where his beginning started. He is always in the beginning, on RK. He has always been with God, and he's always been God. Now there, my friend, is an English teacher's nightmare. How can you be with someone and yet still be that someone at the same time? Okay, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you were neither cold nor hot. I wish, or some translations say, I could wish that you were cold or hot, meaning this, if it would make a difference. Kind of like when Paul says, he says, I could wish that I myself was accursed on behalf of my brethren, Romans chapter 9. If it would make any difference, but it doesn't make any difference. Here it doesn't make any difference either. I could wish that you were cold or hot. Therefore, since you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now, here's the best definition I've ever heard for lukewarm. You ready for this? To be lukewarm is to be the same temperature as your surroundings. That comes from my old friend Dan Stahlbaum. I heard him say that here on the radio once, a pastor at East Coast, and I love that definition. To be lukewarm is the same temperature as your surroundings. What does that translate into? It means being worldly, right? Love not the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, it says in 1 John 2:15. Also, James 4:4, he calls you and I adulterers and adulteresses. Wait a minute, you say, I've never committed adultery on my wife or on my husband. That's not what the Holy Spirit says. If you've buddied up and partnered with this world, you see, by calling sin, no, it's okay. You know, we do it all the time here today. You know, we see things that have always been accepted and called what they were, sin. But now because we've let the world influence us, now it's okay. James calls us, those that follow that and believe that, adulterers and adulteresses. It's spiritual adultery against Almighty God. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore makes himself the friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's what he says. You see, to be lukewarm is the same temperature as your surroundings. It means you've let the world influence you and you've lost your fire and zeal for holiness. Remember what he says, blessed are those in Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. Friends, my last words of encouragement to you today, we're going to pick it up right here tomorrow. Don't let this world influence you. Let the Word of God influence you. Don't let the world influence you. We see it all the time. Remember, as it says in Romans chapter 7, verse 11, Paul says that sin, taken occasion by the commandment, it deceived me, and by it, it slew me. Don't let sin slew you today. Don't let sin deceive you today, and don't be lukewarm today. We're going to pick it up right here again. To be lukewarm is the same temperature as your surroundings, and the lukewarm church is the last church that's going to be operating when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. Now we'll pick it up right there in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Of God.